This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Already? Wow, that week went fast. It sure did. Hey, did you have a good time last Saturday, Chris?
Yes, I did. I had a great time.
We had a good time, didn't we? We were at Martin's in Westminster with the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit, dinner and benefit. And I know 220 some people showed up. We had a good time. A lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good prizes given away.
Yes.
Fun, fellowship, and camaraderie.
Lots of laughs.
Lots of laughs. Yep. Yep. It was a long day. I think successful. And so I want to thank all of our listeners for their continued support throughout, the run-up to the benefit and so forth. I mean, don't stop now.
No.
But, that's our once-a-year big fundraiser. And, it never finances us through the year. So... It just helps us get kicked off, and so but we had a good time. A lot of guns got given away, a lot of crossbows got given away, a lot of hunting trips got raffled or auctioned off, and so forth.
And
so,
some good accessories too.
Oh, a lot of good accessories. Yeah, we had some optics that were dynamite binoculars and
scopes.
Yep, scopes and binoculars, and our crossbow that we featured was the R10, and had we known early on, I think we'd have done better with it, because we upgraded from an R10 to an R26 in the last week. Didn't have time to reprint tickets or get the word out too much, but the R26 Raven is just the hottest, slickest, newest deal out there, and Don Travis from Chestertown won that, so we were tickled that Don was able to do that. He said I kind of semi-retired from the taxidermy business, and he said I didn't want to make more work for myself by offering a mount. He said, so I just brought some cash and decided to spend it. I said, good man, I like that. Yeah, so, and he did. So he bought a share of tickets, no question, so, as everybody did. So, but we did okay on that, and we had a shotgun up there that was pretty nice. It was a Savage 220 slug gun. Did you see that gun? Did you take a look at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Laminated Boyd stock with a thumb hole, and we put a 3-9 Slugmaster Nikon scope on it. Somebody wound up with a really nice package. That probably retails for $1,100, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So... that worked out well. Three coolers, big Yeti.
And it was huge.
That Yeti was a monster, wasn't it? Yeah. And then we sold the Yeti and a seat pad,
mm-hmm,
just a standalone. And then we had a Benelli cooler, Pelican cooler filled with
adult beverages.
Yep. And that went well. And then... that was on a walk around, on a wagon. The girls put it on a wagon and off around the town they went. And then we had another one with some higher end adult beverages. That was that was the Benelli. I'm sorry. The one the girls walked around was actually provided by Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. They have that truck gear.
Mm-hmm.
They had some really cool, really nice coolers. They've got a cutting board in there. They've got the cup racks that fit in the side, and they're molded into the, you take the cup rack, cup holder, and you can mount it on the side of your cooler. I mean, it's really an innovative, nice little cooler. So, tickled with that, too. So, thanks to Bay Linex, Glen Burnie. Clyde Sport Shop with their 1187 shotgun with walk around, that went well. The mystery gun.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice gun.
That mystery gun?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a nice gun. It was a youth SXR, I think. If I'm saying it right, it's a Winchester Youth Model Pump Shotgun. That was a really nice gun. You know, we put it in a gun case and walked around, didn't tell anybody what was in it. So that went well. The Benelli, good stuff.
And at the same time, if you couldn't make it last week, you can go to the Coalition webpage, and you can still make donations.
Oh, yeah, sure, no question. Can't buy tickets or...
No, but don't let the fact that you couldn't make it last week keep you from donating.
Right, exactly. So Chuck Spohr was there with him and his wife Diane were there with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. And as we talked, about on the show, Chuck donated a goose print out of his personal collection.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Gorgeous print.
And the idea was we were going to split that, with Coalition and PCBA. And as executive director, I made an executive decision just to give all the money to the PCBA, which was nice. I mean, it was $250, I think, we donated off that print. And then John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland. John Jocelyn was there. He was there as a guest of the Baltimore County Game and Fish. And John and I talked for a little bit. And, John keeps up to date on all the gun bills. And he's the one that has the newsletter that I recommend to the listeners for mm-hmm. on the 2A stuff in Maryland. And he came up after we auctioned off the print and said, my wife said we ought to pass the hat for PCBA. So we did. Passed a bucket around. Folks stuffed it full of cash. So that worked out well, too. So I missed a board meeting the other night. We were out of town. We were at dinner with some folks down in Salisbury when the board meeting for PCBA was the other night. And so hopefully that all went well. And maybe we'll hear from Chuck a little later. Fran didn't make it. I would have liked you to meet Fran. Unfortunately, she's dealing with some medical stuff. A couple of our directors are dealing with some medical stuff too, some family stuff, and so we had people whose in-laws had passed, and there were just some But overall, it went well.
Mm-hmm.
Went
very
well.
Good turnout.
Yeah. Yep. No question.
And the food.
Oh, the food was good, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you book an event at Martin's. Yeah, you're gonna be good. So, anyway, the rest of the week was kind of uneventful. Recovered a little bit on Monday. Got some catch-up work done and some mustard work. Also, went to Ocean City in Salisbury the other day, met with some new folks down there. Hopefully we'll have some new sponsors from Ocean City here soon enough, and talked to some good folks down in that area. We stopped at Bay Country Bakery the other day and talked to Dave, and everybody was happy with as Chuck said, good morning. Morning, Chuck. Bay Country, talked to Dave, and they'll be back next week. Talk to Jim Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. He'll be back in the middle of April. What are those weird noises? What's going on? What's playing in the background that I hear?
Oh, I was testing out some music in queue. Nobody else could hear it. Somehow you did.
I heard it. Yes. The bulletproof glass apparently has
a leakage.
A warp in the time-space continuum over there. Anyway, it was kind of an uneventful week, no fishing, but that's coming soon. That's coming soon. So 410, that'd be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you about what's going on in your world and the outdoors. I know one thing we did. Now, you'd never seen this before, Chris, I don't think, but what was that fellow's name? Wayne?
Oh, I heard it. I heard that because I was actually in the process of getting food. But out of the corner of my eye, I did see how you measured.
Yeah, Wayne Johnson came up, and him and his friends bought a table, and he's from Frederick County. He shot a bear that I think that weighed 497 pounds. that's a big bear. And he decided that he would come to the event, and at my invitation, to bring his bear skull along. He brought it in a backpack, and we had Steve Keithley there, who's with Bucks, Bears, Stags. He's Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett, BBS official measurer. You know, we don't call them scorers. We call them measurers. And Steve actually took his, what they call, bear box and measured the bear skull. And the bear skull is simple to score because you just, you get the front-to-back measurement and then the side-to-side measurement. And Steve, I mean, he's very careful in handling the thing and, you know, slid the thing tight but not, you know, didn't crush anything. And Mr. What did I say his name was? Johnson? I can't. Oh, gosh, I'm horrible. Let me look at my contacts here.
It was an interesting process to watch.
Well, anyway, yeah. I mean, it's a simple one, but Wayne Johnson, yeah. Yeah, Wayne Johnson. He's from Frederick. Anyway, his bear actually made not only the top end of the Bucks, Bears, and Stags, but it qualified for Boone and Crockett, which is the national record-keeping system, Boone and Crockett Club. And the bear skull was 20 1/16 of an inch, which put him into the record book by 1/16 of an inch. So we have another big bear to be measured out of Washington County, too, that may also make Boone and Crockett. So we're anticipating that one. Bucks, Bears, Stags, check us out online and Facebook, too. So we are keeping records for Maryland and putting together the record book that will come out in December. So there you go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Talked to a few people that went to the Maryland Sportsman Show last weekend. Seemed to have a good time. A lot of folks there. So we're glad that they had a good time and everything went. What do you think? I think I'll wait to talk about Clyde's for till the next break. So
okay.
Why don't we just take that first break? It's not very long.
Nope.
And we'll get right back to it.
Okay.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move.
living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man,
and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Big wheels, let's roll. Who's on the phone? Uncle Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. That song ought to get you out of the bed.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, what's going on?
Well, it was a great time last week.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
At a table with Chuck and Diane and Charles.
Oh, yeah.
And I met Chris.
Yeah, Chris is... Yeah, he was there, and you guys had a you had a good table working there. That's for sure.
Oh, it was excellent.
Yep,
so. It was it was a lot of work, and it showed.
a lot of fun. Well, the point was to make it fun for everybody, and make sure we were fair and giving out everything we gave out, and that all worked out well.
So. Yeah, it was terrific. Food was great.
Oh yeah, no question. No question. Well, I'm glad you had a good time and appreciate the support for sure.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to be able to stay all day. I had to leave at 3, go back to work.
Yeah, of course. Well, tax time and being an accountant that has... are you a CPA? You are a CPA.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Being a CPA, tax time is... Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody makes me do it.
No. Somebody, I called my accountant the other day and said, I think I have an appointment coming up. They said, yeah, it's Friday. I said, oh, no, let's move it. And they were able to move it, believe it or not, after I made it a year ago. It's horrible. I can't keep a commitment for a year.
Life is that way.
Yeah.
Gotta be flexible.
Yep. So they accommodated me very nicely. So we'll go in on Thursday and hopefully government won't bend us over too badly. So see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I really am.
It was terrific.
Yeah. And you were sitting with Chuck. I'm guessing he's up next. I'm guessing he was a little bit surprised with the generosity of the crowd. Hello, Mark?
Yeah.
I said I guess Chuck was a little bit surprised with the generosity of the crowd. Yeah. So gauging, from his reaction. So good, good. All right, buddy. Well, stay in touch. Stay busy.
That's right. Have a great week.
You do the same. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Very good.
Sorry, Mr. Board Meeting.
That's all right. You know, I know you're a busy man.
Man, I'll tell you, I didn't feel good. I took a couple days and kind of chilled out a little bit this week, but it's kicking my butt. So... A lot of work to get out of bed and get here this morning. But, you got to keep working. When you work for yourself, you can't let it get you down.
Right. So. You know, your dedication and hard work show every year at the banquet.
Well, I appreciate
really
that.
Really does.
Yeah.
Well, actually, your family, between Robin, her daughter, son-in-law.
Yep.
I think Josh's arms are rubber by the end of the night.
Say that again.
Josh's arms were rubber.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, carrying around the guns.
Oh, Jason? Yeah.
Oh, Jason,
yeah. Yeah, Jason. Well, I mean, everybody was a big help. The directors that were there were a big help, and we just, we think the world of Brian and Jason, and they did make the trip from the Eastern Shore and help us out in Laura's absence, and I think it flowed very smoothly, they worked with me very cooperative. Each of them had a schedule. We did that ahead of time, had a little pre-meeting planning, and they stayed right on top of everything, kept me straight. So I really appreciated their effort on that, that's for sure. And Robin getting every table organized and all the tickets organized, so, yeah.
And you with your executive decision.
And what about it?
Well, for giving the PCBA all the proceeds of the auction.
Did you get your check?
Print. Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I was floored by that, and then the passing the bucket around, the results of that. I mean, it's, you know what?
Nope.
The generosity of fellow hunters.
Yep.
It amazes me. Just it does.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, if you get them in a room. If you get them in a room and talk to them, and they get it, okay? If you put it out on social media, they don't get it, but that's okay.
Chasing cats then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or corralling cats.
Yep, the whole deal. So, well, I'm glad you had a good time. Hope Diane had a good time.
Oh, yeah. She talked to Charles Rodney a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She learned a lot about rabbit hunting. from Charles and the guy that was with him.
Yep.
Well,
I guess you guys will be going rabbit hunting, huh?
Yeah. Well, she got really involved in discussion with DJ. So
cool. Yeah.
Huh?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. I joked on her afterwards. I said, "Yeah, now you're gonna have to go rabbit hunt."
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Charles would take her. No question. Yeah.
I got to get her out with me.
Yes, you do. Well, she's been in the blind with you before.
So. In the blind, but she hasn't been there in the blind doing the hunting.
No, she's more of an observer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she would. That you're out in Wyoming.
Right. Yep.
She was with my range spotter.
Range spotter. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
That's what I say, man. That way I can blame her for the first. First coat that I missed.
Yeah, we need to get a PCBA hunt here on the East Coast, buddy.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Totally agree.
We need a landowner to be able to help accommodate a half a dozen physically challenged bow hunters with their crossbows.
It has the facilities where everybody can meet for meals and things like that. So. It might be happening. There's a gentleman that makes a hunting product that is relocated to the Eastern Shore, and he bought a farm or land down, I don't know exactly where.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say who he is or what the product is yet. I don't want to... talk about them
publicly
beforehand.
I get it. Sure. Okay. That's fine. Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, like I said, I'm still in awe of the generosity of your people that attended and supported the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Really is a total flabbergasted. I don't have words to describe it.
Well. Just enjoy it and put it to good use, and I know you will. So
yes, we will. Yes, we will. We'll get ready to start our hunts and work on our hunt draws here in a little bit. We're in the process of printing the good news, the newsletter. And once that comes out with the hunt application and information sheet, then it'll start the process over again.
Yep. Well, that's good. Keep me in the loop, as you always do. Yep. All right, buddy. Talk soon.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks a lot so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stan, did you get your big wheels rolling there this morning?
Oh, my wheels have been rolling. I don't get the luxury of sleeping in and then getting up early to go fishing.
Nor do I. I get the luxury of getting up early and coming here. So.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that. Got a question for you, Mr. Allen. It's been a while for me.
All right.
My son did a little fishing out West County somewhere, either Baltimore County or around Westminster way. And he texted me. I called him. He said, "Dad, I had a problem." I said, "What?" He said, "I got a chance to meet two of Maryland's DNR finest." that's good.
Yeah.
He said, we were fishing. They walked up on us, checked everything. Everything was scope aesthetic. But the pond we were fishing in was stocked with different types of fish. It was a gentleman, I guess, who had an officer who had been there for a while or been in the force for a while, and one who was I'll say new.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bass fishing. You ought to see the size of the bass he pulled out of there. Teed me off. That's my boy.
All right. Good for him.
It's not as big as the one we get in West Virginia, but
I get
anyway. They asked him for license and all that other 9-yard stuff. And since the pond was stocked with other species of fish, the younger gentleman kept asking for a trout stamp, which my son replied, I don't have one. I didn't get one. He said, well, there are trout in this. He says, we are here as a catch and release. Here's all my things. There are no fish that are going home with us. We just enjoy fishing.
Right.
And if we did catch one, it would be returned to the pond.
Right.
But he seemed to be pretty adamant about not having one.
Okay.
Is that something that...
You mean the officer was adamant?
The young officer was adamant about having one, since there was trout in the pond.
Yeah. Well,
Now, politeness plays a big role in this.
I'm sure it does. Well, you know, he's playing by the book. He's got an officer there that, you know, he's trying to play to and placate and you know, tell him he's doing everything right, show him he's doing anything right. Now, did he get a citation or did he get a warning or did he just get a, you know, hey, you should have one?
It wound up to be a verbal warning.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, kind of verbal warning.
Sort of, kind of.
Well, it's kind of a
gray area, one of those deals, you know. Well, actually, what they call that is officer discretion. And he decided not to push his case, but, you know, technically, if your cell phone ringtone is a duck quacking and you're in the duck blind and your phone goes off, you could be charged with electronic calling.
Gotcha.
So that's the only thing I can kind of relate to that.
Right. Well, I told him, I said, well, I have a favorite picture of him and I fishing up Loch Raven when he was just a puppy.
Yeah.
And, you know, dawn and all that stuff. It was absolutely gorgeous. That's my favorite picture.
Right.
It's about the only thing left that I could have going through divorce, but I still have it. I love that picture.
Well, sure.
We ran into a couple up there of DNR, and well, you know, it was Sunday morning and I was thirsty, so they caught me with that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I explained to them, we're here, I always carried plastic bags with me because I picked up other people's stuff that was laying around that they left.
Yep.
I tried to leave it a little bit cleaner than
mm-hmm.
what I found it. And
well, you know, you need to learn a phrase. If you're fishing around the reservoirs in a plastic bag with you, you need to learn a phrase to speak. And it's very simple. Junta tu basura. Junta tu basura.
Junta.
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 Junta tu basura.
Junta. That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. J-U-N-T-A. Junta. To your basura, pick up your trash.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that because I left out of Baltimore and I started going south on 301. I had to make a right a couple miles down. I know I'm in the state of Maryland, but I have no idea what country I'm in.
I hear you, brother.
God bless him.
Yep. All right, man. Well.
I should tell him no harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. It's officer discretion, but technically the officer is correct. He should have paid the $5 rather than the whatever the ticket is.
Yeah, he's supposed to be listening this morning. I told him what time. I keep telling him what time you come on, but they're young.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Evening fishing.
I get you.
All right,
bud. Talk soon. Thanks.
All right. We're listening.
All right, bud. Keep a shiny side up.
Try to. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, they had a horrific shooting in New Zealand. And we, I believe, still have listeners in New Zealand.
couple of weeks ago. People were killed in a mosque. And the government's immediate action was to ban assault-style rifles. So, I decided to look up who the leader of, Prime Minister of New Zealand was. And her name is Jacinda Ardern. She was born in 1980. She's a New Zealand politician. She's serving as the 40th. 1980. She's born in 1980. Serving as the 40th and current Prime Minister of New Zealand since 26 October 2017. She also served as the leader of the Labour Party since August 1st, 2017. She's been a member of parliament for the Mount Albert electorate since March of 2017, and she was first elected to the House of Representatives as a member of parliament in the 2008 general election. After graduating from the University of Waikato in 2001, Ardern began her career working as a researcher in the office of Prime Minister Helen Clark. She later worked in the UK as a policy advisor to British Prime Minister Tony Blair. In 2008, she was elected president of the International Union of Socialist Youth. Do I need to repeat that? I don't think so. She became a List Member of Parliament in 2008. She held that position for 10 years until her election to the Mount Albert electorate in the 2017 election held on 25th of February. She was unanimously elected as Deputy Leader of the Labour Party on March 1st, 2017, following the resignation of Annette King. Ardern became the leader of the Labour Party on the 1st of August after Andrew Little resigned from the position following historically low poll result for the party. She's credited with increasing her party's rating in opinion polls, and in the general election on September 23rd, 2017, the Labour Party won 46 seats, putting it behind the National Party, which won 56 seats. After negotiations with National and Labour, the New Zealand First Party chose to enter into a minority coalition government with Labour, supported by the Greens, with Ardern as Prime Minister. Ideologically, Ardern describes herself as a socialist, democrat, and a progressive. She's the world's youngest female head of government, having taken office at age 37, She became the world's second elected head of government to give birth while in office when her daughter was born on June 21st, 2018. Now, there's more to the story, but that's the overview of Jacinda Ardern, who banned semi-automatic firearms in New Zealand 6 days in the emotional upheaval after a horrific mass shooting. What do the people of New Zealand think? 11,000 signed a petition against the move. 11,000. Is that the will of the people? Or are the people reacting emotionally? Now, we're going to talk to Mike. Maybe someone will want to continue this conversation. But I just wanted to let you know who's running New Zealand and unilaterally decided that it was time to ban a certain type of firearm. Mike, Uber driver, what's up, Mike?
I got a little bit of a palate cleanser for you.
All right.
If you were to be a person who had a stockpile of PVC pipe in the diameter of 6 to 8 inches and you were to go to New Zealand now, you would make a mint.
Okay.
Because everybody seems to be stashing their stuff, and they are not turning them in. from what I understand, the last number that I saw may have been incorrect or may have been like, you know, just your standard Facebook meme, but the actual number of weapons turned in was either 14 or 37.
Uh-huh.
So there seems to be already a gross amount of population stating not giving it up.
Not giving it up, no. No.
As for the deer population, they seem to be getting a little bit less crazy and chasing one another, and they seem to be kind of, you know, hiding in the woods a bit more. But I have been
That would be right for this time of year.
Yin yang.
Seeing what? You're still seeing bucks? Really? With antlers?
Oh, no, no, no.
What?
Foxes. I've been seeing
foxes. I couldn't understand you. I'm sorry. Foxes. Foxes are running like crazy.
Oh, my goodness. They're everywhere.
They're...
You know, not even small ones. Big ones.
Yeah, they probably hatched a few young ones by this time, and they're all over the place, but the parents are out, they're out hunting, trying to feed their litters is what's going on. So.
Well, the kids are running amok, man. They're zipping across roadways like nobody's business.
No, that doesn't surprise me. That's what they do. But you're not supposed to see that. They're very stealthy, you know, sly like a fox. But you're out there in your Uber at all hours of the morning, hauling the drunks home from the local constabularies or however, whatever you say. What's the word? Constabulary? Whatever.
Establishment.
The saloons and bars.
Water holes.
Watering holes. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and you're seeing the foxes out there. Your passengers aren't seeing them, I'm sure.
I'm like driving along and it's like, hey, look, there's a fox. And they're like, oh, what?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So they don't care. But you're having a good time. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. I fire up the spotlight and they basically just stare at me. I look at them. They look at me. And I'm like, okay, guys, party's over. Turn off the light and they go back in the woods.
Mike, I would not fire up the spotlight if I were you.
Well, I usually do it all by myself. I'm not looking for like the fish and game guy to go, hey, what are you doing, dude?
Well, you know what? Fish and game guy might be looking for you.
I'm just looking at foxes. I'm not looking at deer.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I gotta be careful then.
Yeah, you very, very well do have to be careful. That's for sure. I would advise against the spotlight thing.
Just high beams only.
Just saying. Well, you know, even casting rays of an artificial light across a field is you know, depends on intent, you know, and that's up to the discretion of the officer.
It always seems to be the discretion of the officer filling out the report.
That's correct. That's correct. So anyway, well, I'm glad that the fox population is alive and well. It'll give the chasers plenty to chase this spring when they start. I saw one the other day I was up in Westminster the other day, and I saw a mounted band of fox chasers coming down Old Bachman Valley Road. And I saw where their trailers were parked, you know, along the road. So they apparently had a major fox chase. So
basically, I guess those guys are like the cleaner uppers and like the small critter getters and
the foxes.
They kind of have their level of like get.
Yeah, yeah, they're the voles and the mice and the the little critters like that. That's for sure. One of the coolest things I ever saw in my life. I was hunting back in Pennsylvania when I was, you know, living up there. And it was beautiful snow, and it was deer season, and I'm watching, my favorite deer stand, and I'm watching this field, and I see a fox, and he's got something, probably a mouse or, something of similar size. And he tossed that thing up in the air and caught it, and he pounced it. He played with cat and mouse, so to speak, with that thing for probably 30 minutes. And... you know, then a little later I saw him bedded down up there, and I snuck up to him about 2 feet away. And you talk about a surprised-looking critter when he woke up and saw me standing there. And like, you know, like Jim Carrey in what was the movie where the eyes pop out, the cartoon character? Yeah, that's what the fox looked like. So, but the mask, that's what it was, the movie. Yeah. So anyway, that was really a lot of fun to watch the fox play with a mouse, that's for sure.
Well, I love their hunting method too. You see them like slinking along, all of a sudden you see them like pounce up in the air and they just like muzzle first dive.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly what they do. Yep.
I like to watch the predators at work. The hawks, the foxes, you know, that type of thing. The hawks are really cool. Take a bird, Cooper's hawk, snatch a bird right out of the air. Done. So.
Well, what's your opinion on like windmills and like raptors? I always thought it was like really, really bad juju for birds to be.
It is. It's horrible. It's horrible. The bald and golden eagle population has been, you know, crushed out there in the West with all those windmills. I mean, you drive through Wyoming, it's so sad. It really is to see those beautiful mountains and those beautiful, you know, landscapes, you know, just bristling with windmills. It's just, you know, I mean, there's progress is progress, but my God, it's horrible looking. It really is.
I think my funniest meme I've seen so far was you see the windmill basically frozen in position,
yeah,
and there's a helicopter hovering as they're de-icing the blades.
That's a good one. I like that. I like
it's
that
like,
one.
There's your carbon negative impact right now.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. No question about it. What was the one that somebody called in here a couple of years ago and said the windmill at Chesapeake College was actually starting to turn a little bit this morning. It was so windy.
Is that one on 50 way down there?
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
Oh, I remember seeing it on the side of the road. I was like, what in the world?
Yeah,
really
404.
One?
404. Yeah, one. Yeah, 404. So I guess the shore is going solar and gas now. So anyway, Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Alan. Have a good one.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is ready, been ready for fishing, and fishing is ready for Clyde's. Now, somebody called, told me their fishing report was offline the other day. You want to call? You think we ought to call it, Chris? Think we ought to call the fishing report?
I think we ought to.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
410-247-FISH. 243-3474. See what happens. Want me to do it?
Okay. Hold on for just a second.
Let me know.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. 410-247-3474. They said it rang and rang and rang and rang. Let's see if it's... Now we have a dial tone.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not hearing anything.
All right, let me hang up here, and then we'll do it again.
All right.
Go ahead.
Technology's amazing. So they're just not hearing the numbers going in. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-mm.
Are you hearing?
I'm not. No, I'm not hearing it. I'll try it.
You try. 410-247-FISH. And that's the end of the commercial, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. No, we're just trying to get, we're trying to find out if the fishing line's working because we got a report that it wasn't. ISH 3474.
I'll do it on another line.
All right. Yeah, it's not working on that little thing right there. Well, anyway, live bait, terminal tackle, all the lures you need for everything that's coming in. Today's first day of trout season, by the way. Where are trout fishermen? You know, our buddy that used to call in all the time, Carl, passed away not too long ago. And, you know, the Hovel family, and we you know, sent our regards to them. But Carl has passed away, and, you know, he used to call us the first day of trout season. Him and the boys were out, you know, fishing a pond, and they were catching them on the air, catching trout on the air. So, but Clyde's has all the trout bait. They have all the perch lures and the live bait and the tackle you need for that, shad darts and so forth. Clyde's has everything you need for rockfish season, striped bass season coming up here real soon in a couple weeks. So why not stop by? 410-242-6108 is Clyde's Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. I think we've given the fishing line out so many times, it's 410-247-3474. Do we have a fishing report?
It just keeps ringing.
Just keeps ringing. Wonder if anybody's told them. Huh. Well, we'll wait at 6 o'clock and we'll call them up.
There you go.
Is it doing it?
No, I mean, it's still ringing.
Oh, just ringing.
Yeah,
ringing,
just ringing, ringing and ringing and ringing.
That's what they told me. It was ringing and ringing and ringing. Okay. Well, we'll get it fixed. That's all we can do, right? When we do the break here in the 6 o'clock and I'll call them.
Sounds good to me.
Sound good?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Proceed.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Enjoy the mild temperatures on this Saturday. It is going to get cooler from tomorrow to the start of the work week. A cloudy sky from this morning to the afternoon with winds out of the south and southeast. Today, the high will hit 73 and cloudy tonight with rain moving in late and a low of 57. Showers will exit tomorrow morning with a clearing trend during the afternoon with winds out of the west and northwest behind a front. It will be a cooler end of the weekend with a high reaching 59 on Sunday and even cooler Monday with sunshine and a high close to 50. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man team and the Reverend Lewis too, searching for a place where we made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
What a lightning.
That's what I need to treat my little head cold here, a little white lightning. I think we might have some moonshine left over from our trip to Tennessee this spring. When do we go? I don't even. Last fall. When did we?
Yeah,
go?
I was about to say it was. Yeah, it was fall. Starting to get cold.
Yeah,
because you sent me a video of the bear at the dumpster.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and,
right.
And that moonshine will definitely clear up your sinuses. Yeah, it'll kill any germ you've got in your body.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I have to see what we've got. So I think we got some moonshine infused maraschino cherries too.
Oh, I bet you that tastes real good.
I think that might be something to consider.
Some very strong cough medicine.
Yeah.
So to speak. Better than NyQuil.
I'll tell you. I mean, I drink very little, you know, occasional beer every now and then. But I'll tell you, if I drink anything, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, my body doesn't tolerate it.
Yeah.
So I just fall asleep.
It's okay.
I'm happy with that.
There you go.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, the white lightning might kill whatever bugging me. So. Oh, my goodness. Well, a lot of things happening in April. You know, right now today, first day of trout season, of course, and then we're going to be talking about the white perch, then we're going to be talking about the hickory shad, then we're going to be talking about striped bass, so a lot of fishing stuff. But turkey season comes in there, too. And I don't know if you met any of the turkey guys at the event the other day.
No, I didn't.
But Bobby Dutrow was there. Now, Bobby donated that. Did you see that beautiful pronghorn antelope print?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that won that was absolutely thrilled. He was. I think he put all his tickets in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he won that big, beautiful pronghorn print that Bobby Dutrow donated. Now, I went back in the hills to find Bobby's place for him to, you know, donate that. I mean, Sharpsburg. And we're talking Antietam Battlefield, beyond.
Mm-hmm. Used to live up there many years ago.
Back out
in the boonies.
Yeah, it is out in the boonies, no question. But Bobby's going to take me turkey hunting. He's been threatening to do so for probably 15 years. So can't wait for that one. Can't wait for that one. So I want to kill my first turkey this year.
All right, you're going to do it up there?
Probably. Probably right. Washington County.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we got turkeys in Queen Anne's on Crown. I have permission to hunt. Cecil, I have permission to hunt. You know, there's turkeys around everywhere. But
bigger and fatter out there.
We'll see. We'll see. So anyway, I'd like to get my first turkey this year. That'd be fun. Well, there's the music. How about that? That means the end of the first hour is here. Thank God.
I've been keeping you awake.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it's been quite a week. So we'll be back with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show next hour. Hopefully it'll go better in the first hour. Get out, stay safe.